You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also the Ginge, and we have found something out about you that I kind of knew, but I didn't know to the level that you did not like Beyonce.
I did not know this.
I knew that you weren't like a super fan, but like next level, because...
Yeah, like when I play Cuff It, I have to actively not talk about how much I dislike it. Because you're not supposed to talk bad about the songs we play, but man.
Dude, I love that song. I'm not just saying that to disagree with
you.
Yeah.
And like add some positivity. I like genuinely really like that song.
Well, America does too, because it's really popular. So
you're one of the first people I've ever met that doesn't like Beyonce.
Well, Tater Tot doesn't either. And man, we've really connected on that. We've really
connected. Makes your marriage stronger.
Yep. Have you crossed your arms.
Have you swayed her opinion about Beyonce?
No, she's not a fan. She wasn't a fan either.
Okay, well, please enlighten us.
We talk about how much she sucks. We like to say that word specifically.
Not even Destiny's Child.
They're okay. I actually am going to play Destiny's Child today in old school just so I can talk about Beyonce, because it's a big week for her.
Okay, so you're okay with Destiny's Child, but you do not like Beyonce.
No, it's that I am a very good DJ and I play songs even that I don't like because the rest of people like them.
Oh, okay? That's so selfless
of
you.
All right, here's why I don't like Beyonce. Her melodies suck. First of all, she sounds like she's yelling constantly. Oh, God. It's too much.
What?
And
Chelsea's, I wish you guys could see Chelsea's.
She's a pretty good dancer. She's very pretty. I will say that. She's very pretty. Her dancing is pretty good too. I like Crazy in Love. That song's cool. But yeah, her songs, and I'm just like everybody else, I'm thinking, what are you hearing that I'm not hearing? I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. Wow. Let me tell you, while I'm on it, I am really annoyed, even though I didn't want to see her performance. I can't believe she didn't even perform at the Grammys. That was rude. Well, everybody else.
She was too busy in every category and winning Grammys for her to even get up there and sing.
I know. That's pathetic. Like, it's just like, at least show us what's so great about you. I do want to say, though, I did like one thing about her, and that is that she was late. I thought that was pretty rock and roll. I'm late to nearly everything, so I was like,
All right, we're going these ridiculous measures about how you dislike Beyonce, but you like her for certain weird things. Yeah. You like her because she's married to Jay-Z? I mean, are you a Jay-Z fan?
I'm a Jay-Z fan,
Okay, I mean, can we get on the same page where he's top five greatest rappers of all time?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Well, behind Ja Rule.
It was like, I was listening to Ja Rule on the way to work today.
I know, he's awesome.
I really was.
I like Ja Rule.
Jay-Z did, DJ Khaled did do an 8-minute rap song at the end of the Grammys, and Jay-Z was about 6 minutes of that, and it was kind of like, okay, we get it, man.
Yeah.
And I know it was 8 minutes because DJ Khaled said, yeah, we did it, 8 minute song on the Grammys. So that's how I know it's 8 minutes, because he told me. But back to Beyonce. Yeah, she sucks, man.
Whoa.
The worst.
It seems wrong, right?
I can't.
That's the thing, is it does seem wrong. And I know that there are not many people that would get on the mic for the 417 and just say Beyonce sucks, but I will. It's me, guys, the Ginge. Go follow me at the Ginge Show and tell me how wrong I am if you want to. Beyonce sucks.
Hey, why did Lizzo shout her out
when she
won awards? Lizzo's like, I skipped my 5th grade class to come see you, and you're an inspiration to us all.
Classic Beyonce, getting kids to skip class. I'm joking
That's
on that
a stretch.
One. But see, Beyonce still has a chance because I'm very open-minded.
If there's anything that I learned about you in the past 2 minutes, that you're very open-minded.
Especially when it comes
to the Queen Bee.
Yeah, well, she still has a chance, guys. She's going to make another album. I might like that one. Probably not, but you never know.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.